Chapter 10. As I entered the vicarage, I could hear voices. I opened the sitting room door, and on the sofa beside Griselda sat Gladys Cram, Dr. Stone's secretary.
"Good morning, Mr. Clement," she said. "Isn't the news awful? A murder in this quiet village." "So Gladys came round to find out all about it," Griselda said.
Miss Cram laughed loudly.
"A girl also wants a bit of excitement. And, Mrs. Clement, you are the only person in the village I can talk to, except a lot of old women."
"There's Lettice Protheroe," I said. She shook her head.
"She's too grand to talk to a girl who has to work to earn money. Although I did hear her saying she wanted to work herself. She's not very happy at home." "Well, who would be happy with a stepmother? I wouldn't put up with it."
"Ah, but you're strong," said Griselda.
Miss Cram was obviously pleased.
"That's me. And I've told Dr. Stone that I must have regular times off. These scientists, they think a girl's a kind of machine. Dr. Stone thinks only about archaeology."
"Is he at the Barrow now?"
asked Griselda. Miss Cram shook her head.
"He's not very well this morning. But do tell me, Mr. Clement, what do the police think about the murder?"
"Well," I said, "things are a little uncertain."
"Ah, then they don't think Lawrence Redding did it. So good looking, isn't he? Like a film star. I couldn't believe it when I heard the police had arrested him. They're very stupid, aren't they?"
"Mr. Redding came in and confessed," I said.
"Why? What did he kill Protheroe for?"
"It's not certain that he did kill him."
"But why would he say he had done it if he hadn't?"
I could think of no answer to this.
"Well,"
she got up,
"I suppose I must go."
And with many thanks and goodbyes, she left. So I told Griselda everything that had happened that morning, then rang the bell for Mary. When she came in, I asked her,
"Mary, are you sure you didn't hear the shot yesterday evening?"
"The shot that killed old Protheroe? No, of course I didn't. If I had, I would have gone in to see what had happened."
"Yes, but did you hear any other shot? One down in the woods, perhaps?"
"Oh, that."
Mary paused.
"Just one. Strange sort of noise it was."
"What time did you hear it?"
"I don't know."
"Was it long before Mr. Redding came?"
"No. 10 minutes, a quarter of an hour, not longer than that."
I nodded.
"Is that all?" said Mary. "Because the potatoes are probably burning."
Yes, you can go." She left the room, and I turned to Griselda. "Don't you think it would be a good idea if Mary was taught how to cook?"
"No. If she learned to cook, she would leave to get more money. So while Mary can't cook, we're safe, because nobody else would want her. Also," continued Griselda, "you must forgive her for not caring about Colonel Protheroe's death, because he sent her boyfriend to prison."
"What for?"
"For poaching. You know that man Archer? Mary has been with him for 2 years.
"I didn't know that."
"Darling Len, you never know anything."
"It's strange," I said.
that everyone says the shot came from the woods.
It's not strange at all, said Griselda. One often hears shots in the woods. So, when you hear a shot, you naturally think it comes from there.
The door opened again.
Colonel Melchett's back, said Mary. And that police inspector. They're in the study.